Nolte, The Disgraceful Early Coverage of Will Smith's Assault on Chris Rock. By John Nolte on March 31, 2022. Because we are plagued with a left-wing media and entertainment culture guided by politics instead of moral principle. Days passed before these moral illiterates figured out that Will Smith's unprovoked assault on Chris Rock during Sunday night's basement-rated Oscar telecast was indefensible. What do we do? How do we cover this? What's the correct way to think about it? Black women's hair. Chivalry. Jokes or violence. Will Smith is a bigger Hollywood player than Chris Rock. Two black men. Trump. White supremacy. My personal favorite was CNN's toxic, moral midget Jemele Hill bringing child porn enabler Ketanji Brown Jackson into it. As far as the early coverage, it was all angled to mitigate Smith's assault. To have it both ways. Headlines and write-ups like these. Deadline: Will Smith slaps Chris Rock in the face on Oscars stage after jab at wife Jada Pinkett's appearance. Chris Rock got more than he may have bargained for as a presenter at the 94th Academy Awards. While presenting the award for Best Documentary Feature, which ultimately went to Questlove's Summer of Soul, he made a joke at the expense of Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, leading to an onstage altercation that was not scripted and drew gasps from the room, according to sources. THR: Will Smith holds court at Vanity Fair party after Chris Rock slap, it's been a beautiful night. Oscar winner Will Smith took a victory lap at the Vanity Fair Oscar party after Sunday's awards ceremony. Dancing to his own hits, his wife Jada Pinkett Smith cheered him on and telling The Hollywood Reporter, it's been a beautiful night. Smith seemed unbothered by the drama that happened on the Oscar stage earlier Sunday evening, when he slapped comedian Chris Rock for joking about his wife's shaved head. Pinkett Smith has talked about her hair loss due to alopecia. Variety: Will Smith smacks Chris Rock on Oscars stage after Jada Pinkett Smith joke. Chris Rock and Will Smith had an altercation during the 2022 Oscar telecast. Rock appeared on stage to present the Oscar for Documentary Feature and made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith being in G.I. Jane because of her shaved head. Smith then took the stage to slap Rock. Although it appeared to be a joke at first, Smith returned to his seat and yelled at Rock, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." Smith and Rock had an altercation. Lol. You can see what was going on. The goal was to have it both ways. Smith smacked Rock, but only after Rock insulted his wife. And this was everywhere, not just the Hollywood trades. Honestly, is there a clearer sign of how morally broken these people and institutions are than the first 24 hours after the slap? It gets worse. Here's how the Motion Picture Academy initially responded. Their invited guest, Chris Rock, was assaulted in their house, and here's the Academy 40 minutes after that assault. Watch below. Oh, and here was the Academy's initial statement on the altercation. Think about what happened. Chris Rock was invited by the Academy to present an Oscar and to be Chris Rock. He tells a nothing burger joke about Jada Pinkett Smith and gets assaulted for it. Then, in front of the whole world, Will Smith strolled onto that stage during a live television show and smacked a man for doing his job, for telling a joke. But these institutions are so morally warped. They didn't know enough to be outraged by something that would be indefensible in a bar, much less at a worldwide televised awards show. Language warning. At the show itself, just 40 minutes after he committed an unprovoked assault on a much smaller man, Smith was handed an Oscar and basked in two separate standing ovations, one of them after his disgusting, slobbering, self-justifying acceptance speech about how he's God's vessel for love and peace or something. The left is now at a point where it doesn't know how to react to an act of unprovoked violence. But this is the cancer of woke, of identity politics, of people who equate words with violence and therefore see everything through a warped moral lens where there's an equivalence between a joke and an assault. The only silver lining here is that some people appear to be coming to their senses. The coverage is much tougher on Smith. The moral fog appears to be lifting now that people have processed the horror show of their obscene equivalence of speech and violence in action. So maybe, just maybe, this will snap a few people out of the woke cult. I doubt it, but maybe we'll be surprised. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.